listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
I can't tell nobody what to do, but don't worry. I'm going to tell you that today. The Lord's got it under control. All right. I am very grateful for the seniors of the house. The ones who have paved the way. The ones who are responsible for our gathering. Who made those ultimate sacrifices. Therefore, I pray God's blessing over your life. I want to thank all of the seniors of the house. Thank you so much for holding strong. I'm just going to just say a few words to encourage you and pretty much everybody in the house today. Okay. Let me be me. I haven't been here all year. I was kind of nervous. Rev told me just be me, so I'm going to be here real quick, okay? I've discovered, y'all. I've discovered that Christians, men and women of the faith, spend far too much time engulfed in needless worry. Yes, brothers and sisters, we worry about things. I understand that because I'm one of them. But we worry about this. We worry about that. We worry, 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 and then we worry some more. And the tragic thing is, the result of worry, many people have suffered heart attacks and strokes. Now I'm doing research now. Because of worry. Many have problems with blood pressures because of worry. Some people, I'm not talking about nobody, Darryl, but some people have been labeled as a worrywart. While other folk on the other side of the bridge have become nothing but a nervous wreck. Why? Because all they do is worry. Lord have mercy. Y'all know anybody like that? The problem is they cannot fully enjoy the worship experience because they're worried about the worship experience. They cannot enjoy life in general because they're worried. Even at work, they're worried if they're going to get fired tomorrow. All they do is worry, worry, worry. A lot of times, you worry over stuff you don't even have control over. I mean, I really thought around 1 Peter says, I want you to cast all your cares on me because I care for you. That means whatever I'm worried about?
Yeah.
I'm going to get that burden off me since he wants it so bad.
Yes,
I'm going to give it to him and let him deal with it so I don't have to be nerved up too much. Life is too short to be consumed with worry. No matter what the problems are that we face in this life, no matter what we are dealing with, we got a God that is bigger than our issues. We got to stop telling God about the big problems, and we have to declare to our problems of how big our God is. God, I've got so many big problems. He knows that. Go speak to that mountain and cast him into the sea. Try not to worry, y'all. Please. The Lord, he's got under control.
Yes, he is.
No. All right. I'm watching that time, sister. I'm watching. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay. In the text, okay. Israel, they are assured that God has not left them.
Mm-hmm.
That the Lord did not forsake them in the midst of where they were. There was a guarantee that they were not cast away. And watch this. Not only was there a guarantee, but people of Israel, there was a promise. God sent them a promise that the comfort of the divine presence will still be existing in their midst in spite of the time of tribulation. As a nation, watch this now, they had gone through some perilous times. That's what we're dealing with now, right? Now, God gives them a ray of hope in the midst of where they were. Even in the midst of our storm right now, in this national pandemic, we still have hope. Watch this, y'all. Our hope is not in the trials of the so-called vaccines. My hope is not in my personal physician. My hope is not in my heart doctor, but it's in the one who woke all them up, hopefully, this morning. Our Father lets us know, y'all, that really there's no need to fear. Now, watch this. I'm going through history, Brother Hinton. Watch this.
Yes, sir.
As I roll back the tablets in my mind and share with you that, and my dad, he's here. So, and I, Dad, I'm main thing, I'll put you in here a little bit, but it's all good. Now, then my brother's back there. As a child, okay, as a child, I did not fear nobody. 9 years old, 3 years old, I didn't fear nobody, especially when Daddy was around. Yeah, you couldn't tell me anything when my daddy was around. Why you feel like that, Rodney? Because Daddy was my protection. I'm trying to go somewhere. He was my seal. I'm his son. He's my father. He's not going to let nothing or nobody do me any harm. See, I said that to say this. There's no need for us to fear because our divine daddy is always around. I've got a witness here. Now, the The text. It says that we've been redeemed.
Yeah.
We've been bought with a price, right?
Yeah.
We've been bought with a price that we cannot even pay.
Yeah.
But the text, it demonstrates that God saw and sees something valuable in us that he claims us for himself.
Yeah.
I'm that valuable. He's claiming me.
Yeah.
What does he see in us?
Yeah.
Oh, the wretch like me. What does he see in us? He see his son in us.
Yeah.
The text says that he calls us. I like this, y'all. He calls us by our name.
Yeah.
Which suggests that, hey, the relationship is already laid.
Yeah.
I like a God that knows my name.
Yeah.
He does not know it casually, though. He knows it on an intimate level.
Yeah.
His knowing our name means that he has our name recorded somewhere.
Yeah.
And that somewhere is in the book of
God.
Not only does he call us by our name, but watch this, y'all. I don't really care who we think we are, what we have invested in. At the end of the night, we belong to him.
Yeah.
We belong to God. Y'all can sing about that. He belong to God. We belong to him. We are, regardless if we like it or not, we are the possession of the Lord.
Yeah.
We are his property. We are his prize. That's why we don't need to worry, because God has it under control. We are in his hands.
Yeah.
And watch this. If the Lord is our Father and we are his children, that says we have inherited rights, which means I've got some of the same power God has.
Yes, sir.
All right, 12 minutes. Now, trials and tribulations, they're certain to come. You can't run from that. Jesus said in John 16:33, in this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yeah, troubled water is a natural path that we all must be willing to accept. Watch this. Mark 4 teaches us that when Jesus and the disciples were out there on the water got a little rough. Jesus rebuked the wind, told the sea, peace be still. And guess what, y'all? That happened a long time ago. But ain't nothing too much changed about that scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Lord is still rebuking the waters right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still telling your situation to peace. Be still.
Yeah.
It is the natural design of water to become turbulent, okay, from time to time. Every now and then our lives are tested by the fire. And we will go through the fire. Yeah, we will.
Yep.
But at the same time, the God that hung the sun